Hey, how's he doing? Excuse me, how's he doing? Okay, I know it would feel awkward to sit there in front of his computer screen and say I'm doing fine, but it is kind of rude not to answer somebody when they say, how's he doing? Fine, be that way. No, I'm not crazy. Well, maybe half. I'm actually trying to make a point. Even though I said, how's he doing? I was really talking to you. Weird, eh? Well, remember in the lesson called personal pronouns, which I've since learned are actually subject pronouns, sorry about that. I taught you the subject pronouns and where they go on the conjugation chart. But then later, I showed you a second way to say you, usted and ustedes. That's the formal way to say you or you both. Tú and vosotros were the normal or informal ways, remember? Also in that lesson, I showed you where tú and vosotros go on the conjugation chart. But I didn't show you where usted and ustedes go, and that's because I didn't want to confuse you. This is one place where Spanish goes crazy. Hola, soy Jordan, and this is a Spanish quickie. Fast, easy Spanish lessons from somebody who speaks your language. I won't lie to you, this isn't the easiest lesson. I've been studying Spanish for over 13 years, and I still have problems with this sometimes. I'm a slow learner. This will all make so much more sense if you're familiar with the material in the infinitive and conjugation, personal pronouns, ser versus estar, the three enemigos, and put your pronouns in, take your pronouns out. Here's the deal. Vosotros are you and you both, respectively, for informal situations, when you're with your friends. Usted and ustedes are you and you both for formal situations, with a teacher, an elderly person, anytime you'd say sir or ma'am, basically. But formalities is not where the differences stop, unfortunately. For both usted and ustedes, you conjugate the verb in the third person, even though usted and ustedes mean you, which is normally the second person. But if usted and ustedes conjugate in the third person, that means our already crowded and ambiguous third person just got more crowded. First person is always yo or nosotros. Second person is always tú or vosotros. But third person was already kind of confusing because of él and ella and ellos and ellas, but now usted and ustedes too. Not to mention usted and ustedes translates to you, which is really second person, but conjugates here with third person. See how this gets confusing? Bottom line, this is a fact of life and you just have to get used to it. I find it easier when I'm talking because I know exactly what I'm saying. But when I'm listening, sometimes people will say stuff and they're talking about me, but it feels like they're talking about some third person, thus the term third person. I like to think of it, perhaps incorrectly, as like talking to royalty. You don't say to the king, I'll do whatever you want. You say, I'll do whatever the king wants. You speak formally in the third person, even though you're talking directly to that person. Now, I have no idea if any of that king stuff is accurate. I'm an American and we don't bow down to no kings, but you get my point. That was a joke, lighten up. Okay, we know three verbs in Spanish so far, ser, estar, and ir. Let's take a look at all three with usted and ustedes. Here are the conjugations we learned for ser, and this doesn't change. There are no other forms to learn. We said before that he is él, es, and she is ella, es. Well, ser gets conjugated for usted just like it does for él or ella. So you are formally is usted, es. Then on the plural side of things, it's the same. Ser gets conjugated for ustedes just like it does for ellos or ellas. So they are is ellos son or ellas son. Then you are formal is ustedes son. Remember, normal or informal you are is tú eres or vosotros sois. Moving on to a star, it's the same. Here's the conjugation chart. This is the same as before. He is él, está, and she is ella, está. Then you are, formally, is usted, está, even though the normal informal you are is tú, estás. Then on the plural side, they are, is ellos, están, or ellas, están, and you are, plural, formal, is ustedes, están. While the normal way to say that is vosotros, estáis. Last one is ear. He goes is él va, she goes is ella va, then you go formally is usted va, then they go is ellos van or ellas van, and you go plural formal would be ustedes van. Remember, the informal ways to say you go are tú vas or vosotros vais. Starting to get a feel for this? It's not so much difficult as it is just weird and confusing, especially at the beginning when this is all new. To sum it up real quickly, our conjugation charts aren't changing at all. It's our pronoun chart, that is. We're just adding usted and ustedes here, even though they mean you. I do have some good news for you. Other than in Spain, the vosotros form is never used, remember? So you can just never worry about the vosotros form and use ustedes all the time. If you go to Spain, you run the risk of being too respectful, which is impossible. Tú is used all over the world though, as is usted, so even if you're just gonna pick one and use it every time, you'll still have to recognize them both and both their conjugations when you hear them. Okay, right now you need to go to gringoespanol.com/formal-conjugation. I put together a little worksheet to help you practice this a little. It won't take long, we don't know more than those three verbs yet, just 5 to 10 minutes. But if you do these worksheets, you'll understand future videos much better. That's gringoespanol.com/formal-conjugation. On a different note, to be honest, in my past videos, when I finished, I knew I nailed it. But this one, I'm not so sure. This is my first time presenting this stuff, and I'm sure it could be clearer. If you have any questions at all, if anything in this lesson was confusing for you, if you have any suggestions for me, please do tell me. Either in the comments below, or message me, or email me at jordan@gringoespanol.com. I will see you next time. Hasta luego. Adios, amigo.